Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Julie LaRue, who led the survey on the state of volunteerism in the Prescott-Russell region. Hi, Julie. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Hi, Candace. Thank you. Thanks for hosting me.
You conducted this survey in February of this year, and now the report is out. So can you tell us a little bit about what you learned about volunteerism in this region?
We learned quite a few interesting things. And actually, survey is a first step into creating a roundtable on volunteerism with the hope of helping nonprofit organizations in Prescott-Russell. So what we have learned is actually from the survey results, 74% of the nonprofit organizations are led by volunteers. So we basically have volunteers leading other volunteers. And most organizations that answered the survey have less than 25 volunteers throughout 1 year. So they're not huge organizations, but they're doing immense work for the community. And the idea was, we'll start with this survey on the state of volunteerism and see what people have to say, what organizations have to say. Can we help each other? Can we share resources? Where do we go from here?
Was it just in the United Counties of Prescott-Russell?
Yes.
The survey for?
Yes. Okay. We invited, I believe it was 52 organizations. We have some organizations, like nonprofit organizations, already registered with the Prescott-Russell Volunteers, which is a website. So we invited these organizations, and then we invited more organizations that were not on the platform already, trying to get a good representation of most organizations that were out there. And we know that we missed some, but I think we got a good representation. So we invited 52 and then 35 responded, which was, we felt it was a very good response.
Yeah.
Rate.
A million years ago, I took some business courses, and at that time, 18% was considered an excellent response. So
Yeah, it was 61% response rate, which was pretty good.
Yeah. I noticed one of the questions that really struck me was, could your organization exist without volunteers? Your findings were basically that it would be very hard for most organizations to exist.
Actually, 74% of the people that responded said no, they could not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it comes back to my first comment that we mainly have volunteers leading other volunteers. So, and most of these organizations feel that they need help.
Because the next question was, do you have enough volunteers? And you had, yes, was only 51%. Almost half of the organizations don't feel like they have enough volunteers.
Exactly. So the pandemic brought huge changes to people's habits, I guess. Most organizations feel that, well, they have lost many volunteers due to the pandemic. Some people were maybe older, they were afraid to go out in the community. Some organizations, actually, the volunteers were forbidden to work for a while, to do some work for a while. So, and then people's habits just change. They do other things. They somehow go out less. We're not sure exactly.
I interviewed someone quite early in the pandemic who was a very active volunteer in lots of things. And she said she was going to be a lot more selective about who she gave her time to.
Yeah, things have changed. So now, but the needs, community needs are still there. So how do we fulfill this need? How do we get volunteers back on board or new volunteers? Or this was some questions that we discussed as well in the first meeting we had last week.
And how did that meeting go? Were any good ideas come out of that might be helpful?
It was really interesting. We had, I think it was 13 or 14 people participate, both in person and online, to a Teams meeting. Yes, we did have good suggestions, a good discussion, but it was only a first meeting. But there's a definite need for more volunteers, and people at the meeting felt that they could share resources. It was a good idea if we could use the platform like Volunteers Prescott-Russell a bit more. And some people learned new things about this platform that they didn't know, because in the nonprofit organizations, quite often people will change. So someone started, they had listed volunteer opportunities, they had the profile for their organization, that person left, and then the next person didn't know about it. So they said, yeah, they were, kind of impressed, or they did like what the platform could do for them, for the whole sector. So we are looking at a way to share resources like job descriptions for volunteers and other things like that, newsletters, share information, maybe even, if most organizations work in both languages, but sometimes it's a challenge to provide documentation in both languages for some people. So it started, and so there was some suggestions there that how we can share some stuff. You know, some organizations have like professional people, staff to take care of some stuff. So they seem to be open to share with maybe nonprofits who don't have paid staff to do some of the work.
One of the questions that I thought was interesting too, not surprising, but interesting, sort of have it confirmed, was that retired persons make up 63% of the volunteers. And and then the next was age 55 or over, but still working, 20%. Mm-hmm. And then 35 to 54 was 11%. And high school students were also 11%. Ages between 18 and 34 was 6%. So did the high school students would be a higher number because of their requirement to do 40 hours of volunteer work. But I know for myself, I've had a hard time getting high school students involved. Was there anything or any ideas about that?
Yes, actually, we should. People felt that we should be out there making presentations to high schools to engage students. And maybe the results also because of the organizations that answered the survey as well. Because like we had a few like long-term home care. And they said for us, having student volunteers, they have so much training to do before we can use them as volunteers that it doesn't make sense. So in some instances, like it's almost like not doable to have student volunteers. Maybe if we had more like sports organization and stuff like that, that maybe the percentage of student volunteers would have been higher. But yes, we also felt that it was a bit low, given that the students have to do this. So I think it's a matter of reaching out to schools and high schools and get them involved and maybe keep them engaged after they have finished their volunteer hours as well. Some people might find that, hey, I like this. This is interesting. It's something else to do. It's free to promote volunteerism something valuable for the community, but also personally valuable. You learn so much. You make friends. It's fun.
Well, for young people who have a specific career in mind, or maybe a range of career ideas, if they can get a volunteerism position that's related to what they want to do, that's a good way to find out if you actually want to do that thing, right?
Yeah, that's a good point too. Yeah, that was discussed. So yeah, there were many ideas, and actually what we realized, or what people already knew, volunteer management is a real job. It requires time. It's the same thing as managing human resources in a business, in any business, in any organization. So some people even brought up the idea, we should bring back the volunteers office that existed, like, I don't even remember when, but someone said, yeah, there used to be a volunteer office for Prescott Russell. So is this doable? Other ideas that came out were, we need to organize. Well, this report is good. People were like, the survey results, they really enjoyed this because they can use it with their board of directors. They can use it with maybe other organizations to help them maybe get funding, maybe get more resources, maybe get something. As a group, we should get some kind of more data to show the impact of volunteerism, in order to get get funding, more funding for maybe a regional position, regional coordinator, something like that. Show the impact, the financial impact, a social impact of volunteerism. If all the nonprofit groups were to stop what they're doing, some stuff would still be needed. Who would do this work, you know? Mm-hmm.
yeah, there's so much stuff that's done by as an unpaid job kind of thing. So you mentioned a volunteer office, and then just a few seconds ago, you mentioned a regional coordinator. Would that be what you're, by having, say, a registry where the organizations sign up and people looking for volunteers and sign up, and there'd be an actual person who got paid to sort of put them together? Is that the idea that...
Yeah, exactly. Kind of the idea. Actually, what, like the website volunteer, Prescott Russell Volunteers, that's what it does already. Organization like nonprofits, it's free for nonprofits and it's free for volunteers. So they each can build a profile, and then nonprofit organization, they can post volunteer opportunities, and then volunteers, they can actually apply for a volunteer opportunity. But we need some human interaction there to match, like it's not all automatic. So we need a human person to do the actual matching.
Well, it's not like you can trust, say, for example, some kind of artificial intelligence to do that figuring out for you.
Well, I think it's a very powerful database that we have, but it still needs that human touch. I did it for a while when we first launched the platform. And so whenever a volunteer would sign up, create a new profile, I would immediately call that person just to find out what that person is really looking for, and then try to match with what we have in file at the time. If you get in touch with people right away when they apply, it's much easier to match them. And the way it is now with people being online all the time, but maybe being also a bit passive. We have had instances where people apply for volunteer opportunity, and then we have organizations looking for volunteers, and then we kind of send an email, put them together, and somehow nothing happens.
Somehow nothing happens. Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's a full-time job if someone was to dedicate time to it and make it work, and then also do presentations to high school, to colleges, to write the newsletter and do postings on Facebook and other social media. So that's what maybe a volunteer's office could do if it had the means to do it.
Is there any kind of appetite to spend money that way at the, say, the level of the United Counties?
We're not sure. Someone, when we had this discussion, a lady there at the meeting said, well, that she had been to the counties to present information on volunteerism. And she said, well, there wasn't much appetite at the time. But then she said, well, this report now, and if we can get data together to show really the impact, the financial impact and the social impact of volunteerism, then maybe we could get some funding from either municipalities, you know, in counties, or some grants, or we'll see, or even some of the organization pitching in to help.
If each of them could pitch in, I don't know, a few hundred dollars, that would go a long ways towards paying for a regional coordinator.
Exactly. So these are all, but that was the first meeting. So after we went through the survey results, and then we went through the web platform, because some people were not familiar with it, then we didn't have that much time to discuss, but people wanted the next meeting, probably within the next month.
If people are interested in participating in this whole process, what should they do?
We will update Prescott Russell Volunteers website and put up some more information on that website, where people can send an email or register to the next roundtable meeting. So that should be done probably by the end of the week, this week.
And can you give us the website?
Yeah, it's benevolcr.ca. Okay, so volunteers, PR, like for Prescott Russell, .ca.
Volunteerspr.ca is the English one. Can you say the French one again?
Benevol with an F.
Right.
PR again for Prescott Russell, .ca.
Okay, so basically the same.
I'm really looking forward to the next meeting and see how we can all get together to revive the volunteer sector in Prescott Russell.
And are you going to put the meeting date when it's set on the website?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much again. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. I know you've got a lot of things to do.
Okay, well, thank you, Candace.
This is Candace Vetter, and I'm with Local First on CJRO Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative. And I've been speaking with Julie LaRue, who is the lead on the Prescott Russell Volunteerism Initiative. This is CJRO at 107.7, last on the dial, first for local news.